Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here on Building Fortunes Radio. This is our super special UFO radio show with a great friend of ours, Russell Johnson. Now, for those people that may be thinking, Russell Johnson, I know that name. It's because, number one, he's old. He's an old dude, just like me. He's a little bit older than me, number one. Number two, super successful in home-based businesses. So that's probably where you heard him before. So very successful in multiple home-based businesses, and overall a really super-duper guy. So he's a broadcaster as well. He's had a really great career and a life and a lot of different things, but he's not done yet because he called me up recently, maybe a year ago or so, and he said, hey, I've done what I've done, and I really want to spread the word on UFOs. And that piqued my interest. So when we were talking, I said, let's do some radio shows on this stuff because a lot of our Building Fortunes radio listening audience, I bet, are those people that follow and track or would be interested in UFOs as well. It's just they're that kind of people. So we started doing some radio shows, and I knew that I would learn a lot about this subject as well as a result of the multiple conversations I would have with Russ. And it's been really great so far. Sometimes, especially if you listen to previous radio shows, I would call him George because I used to listen to George Norrie on like Coast to Coast or AM, and all that sort of stuff. So, and he sounds a little bit like him because he's got a great great late night radio voice. I mean, it's just like fantastic. Close the lights, you know, be in the dark, listen to Russ Johnson talk about UFOs, scare the bejeebies out of you when he starts talking about different subjects, but just great stuff. So we do this radio show. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/UFO, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that we've done, but we're helping him to build up the subscriber list on his YouTube channel. So he's got a domain name, lightsinthenight.org, lightsinthenight.org. So you can go there, and he's a little bit like me. He likes domain names. He's probably got a couple hundred of them, if I know Russ. So he's a domain name collector, but the one that I liked, so he listed a whole bunch of them for me. I said, nope, I want lightsinthenights.org. That's my favorite one. So you can go there and you can see some of the stuff that he's been posting, but also help him add to the subscriber base on his YouTube channel, and it's Lights in the Night 561. So if you go to YouTube and then you go to YouTube at Lights in the Night, you go to youtube.com /, and then the at symbol, Lights in the Night 561, you'll be able to subscribe to that. So if you're listening in, please go do that, even if you're listening into the show. Don't get distracted. Listen to the rest of the show, but go do that. And then watch a couple of the videos, and just don't hit the view button and then disappear. Like, watch it for 5-10 minutes. This way the YouTube algorithms, if you will, start to rate his YouTube channel high, because we really want to spread the word. And that's the most important thing. He's got great guests. So it is always a distinct pleasure anytime I get a chance to talk to Russ Johnson. So, Russ Johnson, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Early in the morning. Have you heard anything since the last one? Since the last program we had?
I don't know how, but maybe I was tweaked in this general direction. But I love research, and I'm like a sponge. It's really kind of a good but a bad thing. I have to manage my time. But I was watching something about the flight that disappeared many years ago, that MH370 that just kind of disappeared somewhere over the Indian Ocean. And not that I'm a huge aviation kind of guy, but it was always something that piqued my interest. And there was a gentleman that interviewed some young gentleman named Ashton Forbes, and some of you may know this because you're in that circle, but I was not. I've never heard of this guy before, and I was always curious on how a plane could just disappear. You know, did it crash and we couldn't find it? That seems very odd and almost impossible. Was it taken down by some you know, hijacker military event. That's quite possible, especially as you learn who was on the plane. And we know that we just lost a whole bunch of cancer doctors Brazil to a plane that went down. So you're always like, oh, well, who was on the plane? It's probably one of those things. And that's an interesting story. But this kid, he's probably in his 30s or 40s right now, Ashton Forbes, was interviewed by somebody, and they really drilled down this whole thing. And they were, you know, still looking for conclusions. And here's the interesting thing. There were some videos that were posted and then eventually uploaded again that showed the plane maneuvering in the odd way that it was. But if you watch the video, you can clearly see an orb, which on the screen looks like a cloudy white dot. And it looked like there were several orbs circulating around the plane. And you'd say, that is so strange. How in the world could it do that? Because the plane's going like hundreds of miles an hour. How in the world could it be circulating around the plane? Almost like, and I'll try to give you an example. If you've ever been in Florida and it's humid out and you walk outside and there's the friggin' mosquitoes or the gnats and they're circulating around your head, you just can't get rid of them. It was like that. They were just circulating around this plane. And then all of a sudden there was a poof, plane disappeared. And I'm like, okay, now that's interesting. And he went through the whole reason why this could not have been faked, meaning the video itself. And he's a pretty smart dude, and he's been really into researching this stuff. So it's not just somebody talking on a radio show like we are right now, like me, for the first time ever seeing this. I mean, this guy's devoted a decade of his life trying to research this. And it was super-duper fascinating from several parts. One of them was, Russ, you've always showed me about, you know, the Area 51, and you talked about, you know, technology from, you know, aliens or technology being borrowed or used or whatever. And this certainly would have been that anti-gravity kind of thing. And then also the idea that, wait a minute, if it's man-made, because I don't really think aliens would probably just single out a single plane and just decide that that's the one. So I'm thinking more of this is probably technology that has been developed, probably used by our military, and also part of the people that were on the plane were suspected of being basically running away with the secrets of this kind of anti-gravity thing, and they were bringing their families back to China. So there was a real reason why U.S. government might want to send a message to China or anybody else that if you're trying to steal our anti-gravity secrets, which technically would change the world, we're going to just blow you out of the sky. So it was very fascinating. So for those people that might be wondering, what was that kid's name again or that guy's name? It's Ashton, A-S-H-T-O-N, Forbes. So like two famous names, Ashton, like Ashton Kutcher, and then Forbes, like the magazine, for those people that want to spell it. You can find him on YouTube. And you could probably get lost in all the other stuff that he's been working on. But it really, 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 really was somewhat fascinating. So yeah, that's what I learned.
What was the cargo?
I was going to send you the video, but it was so long and so involved. And I'm like, well, maybe Russ knows about this already, but I should send it to you anyway. Because it's fascinating along many lines, the idea of what happened. And then also the idea of what might have happened, and then the other stuff of, wait a minute, if this is real, you know, it's another whole philosophical story. So anyway, so back to you.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that was a Malaysian airline flight 370 that happened in March of 2014. So it disappeared with 12 crew members and 227 passengers on board. And I'm curious as to what he says. They had some anti-gravity back-engineered flight stuff from UFOs?
Is that what he said? The orbs,
he
wasn't really pointing it towards, like, this was an alien abduction. He was basically saying, wait a minute. This is probably the stuff that governments are using and they've known about forever and may even be using against us as they did taking out this plane. But where did they get it from? So there's your UFO kind of tie. So where did they get it from? And here's also what they said. Maybe all of the UFOs that we're seeing today are, and have seen in the past are really these military experiments or military devices or military projects, and we're attributing them to UFOs. So it really threw up a big question mark of, are UFOs real or are they man-made using this technology that maybe they got from somewhere else that people are attributing to UFOs as a distraction? Or was it technology that was picked up by, you know, people from other places, and now they're hoarding that information and not sharing it with the world because it would make major changes inside the world?
Right, right. Both things are true. And when I say both things are true, if when you started digging down, if you were to go to Stephen Greer, of course you know your Project Disclosure and his series project that he started some years ago. As a matter of fact, he started out in 1993 doing all of this. He was a physician, head of an ER unit, in charge of the ER unit, somewhere in Virginia, somewhere there. But he decided to step away and started doing research on this. He says it this way, and I want people to go to his website and kind of look at the information. And by the way, I said it before, he has at least three documentaries that he has done in the last 20 years. You should look at them. One is Unacknowledged, right? That's about an hour, 10 minutes. A lot of information on that. His latest one is The Lost Century, The Lost Century. That's about an hour, 20 minutes or something like that. And he talks about all the nuances of what you allude to, and that the government really have back-engineered many of the crashes that have taken place in the last, let's call it 100 years, especially since 1947, the Roswell crash. But even before that, there were crashes. But they've taken that information, and they have developed their own UFOs. So you spoke to that issue. And what they do is they do abduct people. It's called My Labs. If you want to go do some research, you can listen to Corey Good or Dave Wilcock, and they talk about the Secret Space Force. And the Secret Space Force is operating big time, and that's what the congressional hearings are all about. Some whistleblowers are coming forward saying the government, the real secret black government, you know, deep, dark, and Draco government, which is above top secret, about 38 levels above top secret. So even the President of the United States and the congressmen and the senators and the people who are in government offices don't even know what's going on, and the money they take in billions, trillions of dollars. And they have built spaceships that are traversing the universe and abducting people, called My Labs. That's one. But there are entities on this planet who are coming to the planet, and they own UFOs. And if you want to go and look at the, I was just trying to reach for a paper that I had. Oh yeah, there it is over here. There are some spaceships that the government have put together and are traveling the universe. And according to Linda Newton Howell, and she's been out there a long time, if you go to Gaia, she has a show called The Truth Hunters, and she has identified at least three major spaceships that the secret dark government are now using, and on board of those spaceships, since for the last 20 years, are United States people, our people, the Palladians, and the Tall Whites, to show them how to traverse, to go to planet to planet to planet, even to go to Andromeda. So that's a real story. And if you want to check out Linda Mutant Howe, I would Google her and listen to what she has to say, because she's been researching all of this since 1979. And she came to the fore when they had those cattle mutilations back in the 1980, 1982, and she did a documentary on that, which is an award-winning documentary. And so you might want to check her out. She's really credible, and she gets a lot of information from the whistleblowers. So you're right. The government has its own fleet of spaceships and UFOs, but there are other many, about 100, maybe 120, the last count, according to Dr. Greer, that we have down, we have caught, that have, you know, shut down, whatever they've done. And they have back engineered all of that. And if you go to a book, the day after Roswell, Colonel Corso, he was in charge of the back engineering of those aircraft and taking it, that information, to the big manufacturing facilities. So we have two things going on. So you're right. You pointed up that it could be a government kind of thing that they have hidden from us, and the UFOs are real, and the many aliens are still on the planet, a lot of England is on the planet. So that's my answer to that.
It was fascinating. It's fascinating. Yeah. It certainly go down that rabbit hole. But let's do this. Let's take our little commercial break first. You're listening to Russ Johnson. Make sure you check him out on his UFO YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe. Go to youtube.com/ and then put the @ lights in the night 561 and subscribe. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out pmmarketingsnetworklead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Make sure you go to youtube.com/ the @ lights in the night 561 and subscribe to Russ's YouTube channel. You can always check out his website, lightsinthenight.org. And just cool stuff. So, Russ, you asked the question, what have I learned that was new since the last time we spoke? And I probably would not have been paying attention to those kinds of stories if we had not been doing the UFO radio show. So I really have to say thanks. And also, when you take a look at that stuff and you start to kind of layer it upon, like, dig in a little deeper. So what does this mean, or what is the impact of this, or what else am I not asking, or what else do I need to learn? Mm-hmm. It's really a fascinating rabbit hole, if you will, which is a positive, quote unquote, distraction for a lot of people. So back to you.
Yeah, back. Yeah, and it's important that people start doing research, and that's why I try to give the references about people who've joined things. For instance, one of the things that has happened, and it's even happening today, even as far as the congressional hearings, and I think we have another one coming up in October this month. This is September 10th. But I think they're talking about another congressional hearing by some whistleblowers coming up in October. And certainly I hope that's true, because the more information that we get, the better we can understand what's going on. Look, the UFOs have been here from other beings from other planets in a galaxy. And one of the things you might want to look at, just to go back, we talk about Roswell of 1947, that's one. But let's talk about flights of UFOs going over the White House back in 1952. On three successive weekends, it happened. And then all you do is punch up the Washington Post and read the articles of what happened over those three weekends. Then you want to go back to 1942 and check out the Los Angeles Times. And over Los Angeles, they were, for about 5 hours in a row, there were many hundreds of UFOs flying through the airspace, and they were being shot out, you know, taking a poke at the government was shooting at them, trying to bring them down, but they didn't bring any of them down at that point. So you want to look at Los Angeles flight of many UFOs for 5 hours over Los Angeles in 1942. You want to punch that up. Then I would say also take a look, because we want to confirm what's going on and why things are being held from you and the things that you've missed that are still going on. As a matter of fact, let me do this because you got a couple of minutes. It's two reports that you need to be aware of. There's one report coming out of, it's called the Proposed Studies on the Implication of Peaceful Space Activities for Human Affairs by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration for the, but it was done by the Brookings Institution, but it was done for the Committee on Science and Aeronautics of the U.S. House of Representatives, and that was done in 1961. I have that report here. And it kind of reads like this, if I will. Now, I'm going to a book by Michael Seller and called The Galactic Federation Councils and Secret Space Programs. Again, that's Michael Seller, S-A-L-L-A. Punch it up. He does a program, a podcast called XO Politics. And you want to see what he has to say because he's very prolific and he's right on target in terms of his research. Again, that's from the book Galactic Federations, Councils, and Secret Space Programs. And in that, he talks about why they have hidden the information from the masses of people and don't want them to know it. It says, an attempt by NASA to find out how the world would react to the discovery of extraterrestrial life occurred 60 years ago, when NASA commissioned the Brookings Institution to report about the implication of the discovery of extraterrestrial life. In essence, I'm going to, without reading all this, I'm going to say, they said if they discover extraterrestrials were coming, spaceships were coming to planet Earth, do not tell the people. Because number one, they don't think the people can handle it. And more importantly, they say anthropological files containing many examples of societies sure of their place in the universe, which have disintegrated when they had to associate with previously unfamiliar societies, espousing different ideas and different ways of life. So if it's an advanced society, which they are, they're thousands, billions of years, hundreds of millions of years ahead of us, psychologically, sociologically, philosophically, spiritually, and even technologically. So that's true, and you'll find out that's true eventually. But they said, if they come, we will be disrupted. All the religions, is another book by William Tompkins, and he has a three-volume book. That's William Mills Tompkins. And that three-volume series is called Selected by Extraterrestrials. Anyway, he's saying that, and he's gone now, he was 94 years old a couple of years ago when he left, he's saying that we have been lied to in all of our math and all of our science and all of our religion and all our concepts of social interaction. We've been lied to all the way down the road. That's what he's saying in the book. Because he met with aliens back in 1939, 1940, who gave him a lot of information of how to build the spaceships that are traversing through the universe, as we talked about earlier on the show. There are three major ones, and others are now being built to be released in 2030. But anyway, so I want to say that it's not your fault that you don't know this information, because the government has decided not to inform you that the aliens are here, and that they have back engineered these craft, and they have the same or close to some. They have some of the zero point energy, reverse energy craft, and all of that. They have the med beds, and they have the galactic chambers and the psionics, and which heals all diseases. They have some of that, but they don't want us to have it because that would disrupt Big Pharma. So they would rather get rid of us and that the next generation may be able to get that, the relief from all of the high blood pressure, diabetes, and cancer. But they don't want to give us that at this point. So that's one. Now, finally, the other person who talks about this would be a young lady named Leslie King. Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-A-K-E-A-N. She has a book called UFOs, Generals, Pilots, and Government Officials. Now, in that book, she talks about the Robinson Report of 1953. Punch up the Robinson Report or get the book, because there was a panel that they said if aliens are discovered, if we get download the aircraft, the spaceships, and back engineer anything that's be beneficial to mankind, and we keep it among ourselves, do not tell the public about that. So pull up the Robinson Report to see who was on the panel, and or pick up the book. And she's very prolific in terms of how she expresses and the research that she has done. So that's finally. The French, now this is not just happening in the United States, it's happening all over the world. But the French, back in somewhere in 1980 or somewhere, maybe 1990 or somewhere, but she talks about the Cometa report, C-O-M-E-T-A report that they put out with their CIA agents, with their government officials, with their generals, saying UFOs are here, we need to tell the people about it, and UFOs are, and they're walking among us. So that report is out there with the Cometa report. Back to you. I just want to give people some research so they can go and pull up some of this information.
Great.
To show that they're not crazy.
Great information.
That we're being stiffed, if you will, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. So the things that I'll ask you, Russ, is if you can, you jotted down a couple of people's names. I couldn't get them. If you could just send me those, I'll put those in the description of today's radio
sure.
show so people will be able to have access
be
to
glad
them.
Be glad to.
Make sure we post it in the place as well. You know, I'm going to say this in, as we close. I'm 62 now, and I've always kind of known what I'm going to say, but I really know what I'm going to say next. So I find that, of course, all the information that I know, I was taught either by myself or from someone else. And
yeah.
I really question everything I've ever been taught by somebody else for whatever
mm-hmm.
reason. So
mm-hmm, we
all, it's crazy how the stories that were told might have formed my thought processes, experiences, and philosophies. And by the way, I've thought like this forever. It's just that it never ends. It really is somewhat baffling. But really, what is the truth? What do I know? How do I find this information out? Who can I trust? Whatever. And everything from the medical devices that are probably available that could fix everything to the mm-hmm. anti-gravity devices that are probably available that could change the world to all of the other
sure.
cool things that could possibly be happening if the right people were in charge. We could be living literally heaven on earth to wondering if this is just, you know, we're all basically the equivalent of lab rats under somebody else's experiment. It's crazy the different tangents you can go down. But I also realize that, okay, so don't praise yourself too much here, Peter, but I think I would have a hard time managing a lot of the truth. Could you imagine people that are not very smart being able to try to figure out how to manage the truth? I mean,
no, they would rather leave the planet than hear the truth. Like in that motion picture, A Few Good Men, you can't handle
mm-hmm.
the truth.
Yeah, you can't handle the truth. Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth. Tom Cruise when he was good, you know, and Jack Nicholson in a classic scene. Everybody's got to see that movie.
Excellent statement. You can't handle the truth. Yeah.
Just for that scene. You should watch the whole movie just for that scene. But that was a key
right.
one. But for all those people who are listening in, we're running out of time. Make sure you check us out. We come back here every Tuesday at noon Eastern time if you want to hear us live. But do Russ a favor. Subscribe to his YouTube channel. You go to youtube.com/ the at symbol, like you're writing an email. So at lights in the night 561. And make sure this is in the show notes as well for those people that know. They can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/UFO and be able to catch all this stuff as well. So, Russ, I really want to say thank you for the wealth of information, the multitude of resources, and for doing the stuff that you're doing to shed the light on such an interesting topic. So I'll let you wrap it up.
Well, next week I want to talk about abductions. So if people are curious about abductions, I want to drill down on that, go down that rabbit hole for them. But thanks very much for listening, and thanks very much for the opportunity.
We'll see everyone next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.